it going, Sha?
Well, I'm back in the closet. So. I'm okay. Kind of a rough night.
Oh no!
I got sick. I ate something that didn't agree with me. Oh. So in the middle of the night, I just kind of sat up and was like, "Oh, I'm gonna be sick." And I haven't been sick in that way. I'm not a puker. Pardon my French, everyone. Sorry to take you there immediately. And I will not be evocative. I will just say, I don't like puking. So I have tried to live my life so that I don't have to do it. Probably been like a good 7 years since I've done that. And so
respect.
Yeah. You know, every time you refresh your credit rate, your credit history is how long it takes me. So I don't know. I don't know what it was that made me sick. But I did just eat like an English muffin about 30 minutes ago. So if I have to suddenly run out of here, we'll know English muffins are off the list for now. But
yeah, that's harsh. If English muffins are causing,
saying, I'm like, what's the weakest thing I have in here that I could eat? Because I was very hungry and I don't feel bad anymore. But, you know, and I'm like, well, let's try an English muffin and see how that goes. So honestly, I think I'll be fine. It'll just be my stomach going, oh, yeah, okay, right. This is what we do with food. Okay. Instead of send it back or whatever. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm rooting for you, eh? As always, mm-hmm. I don't like seeing my people down.
Yeah.
You know? I've had similar, like, I got to tell you, I've had similar, like, feelings for, like, a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, I'll wake, like, 6 or 7 hours after, like, a meal, I'll feel like, oh, like, you shouldn't have done that.
Mm.
I've been, every time it's happened, I do, like, a deep sleep day.
Oh, sure.
So that I don't eat. I like, don't put anything in my system.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up dehydrated but feeling better.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't think that's a long-term course of action. I feel like this is... every time my stomach hurts, I need to disappear. Mm-hmm. 48 hours, I feel like that's not the move.
Yeah, it's not feasible for the long term. You're right.
Yeah, you know?
Like, I can't do that because I have to record with you. So I'm like, well, I can't sleep through this day. And then I have two shows tonight. And I'm like, oh, I can't. I have to do these shows. You know, and they're not, I mean, they're kind of big shows.
Okay.
Or I'm featuring for someone. So it's not like a showcase where I could just go, I'm sorry, I can't make it to your thing to do 8 to 10 minutes of jokes. Like, I have to go somewhere tonight and do two sets, 25 minutes each.
Hell yeah.
So, like, you know, that's already going to be scary because I haven't been on stage in a week. So already I'm coming in wrong. And then to be sick the night before, like my throat hurt afterwards. And it's because I don't get sick in that way very often. So the muscles that control that are out of practice. So due to throat muscle atrophy now. So I was like, oh, okay. So I can't like really talk.
How much did we age last week? Like,
I mean, it's so wild. And this is the first time this has happened where my throat hurts. And I'm like, this isn't from the getting sick itself. This is from actually using these muscles. And I'm like, but I talk, but it's different. These are different muscles. These muscles I use, but in a different way. And I'm like, I can't even believe that. So I was just sitting up in the middle of the night, just like, child, you are a mess.
You just described one of the things I like. I genuinely hate being in that position where I'm like opening or featuring for somebody and I'm the problem. Like I'm the one that needs all the attention, you know, like right. It's your show. And like, they're like, are you okay? I'm like, nah, you're supposed to be the one I'm asking that to, you know, right. It's your night.
I'm the support. I'm the support. I'm supposed to come and give people, and I, you know, they're excited to see you, but to just kind of get them warmed up and really ready to laugh. And I'm going to come in there like, my tummy hurts. No, I'm not.
Oh, man. I know, like, the like, green room, like, the waitress that comes to the green rooms for these shows, like, they've kind of learned a lot already. So, like, I've gone into green rooms and, like, they'll be like, so you want anything? And I'll be like, I just have a tea. And be like, oh, man, what you going through? Like, they just, like,
Yeah, you know what? I've encountered that, too. And sometimes, I mean, I drink tea. So, yeah so when I ask for tea, they're just like, I think we have some, but the only kind we have is for, you know, like when people are very, very sick. Are you very sick? And I'm like, no, I just don't drink coffee. I like tea. And they're like, oh, okay. I think we can find some hot water here somewhere. I'm just like, what are we doing?
Yo, hot water is like precious at comedy clubs.
It really is. They do not have it.
They don't do it. They'll get you so many drinks.
Yes.
You want alcohol? Yeah, we can do all of that. Hot water. You crazy?
Hot water. I don't even know if we're attached to a water line. I think we are. All of our customers.
I can send somebody.
Outhouse. Yeah, right.
Real talk. Yeah, I did a show in Connecticut. I had a sore throat. I had to wait till after the show to go to a 7-Eleven to get hot water for my tea. This is insanity, B. Like, I'm over here making a half-hour excursion.
Yes, it's insane. It's insane.
I am sincerely rooting for you. You're going to make it, Sha. I will say, I think, I don't know if this is what, I think your end of it is different. My end of it, I think, is my body telling me, like, yo, you can't eat that no more. You know?
Yeah, I think it was just, what's wild is that it was, like, chicken soup. I had some chicken
soup. Oh, that shouldn't cause that at all.
And I was like, well, what do I turn to? You know what I mean? Like, if there was something in the chicken soup that made me sick, then do I just go straight to like pizza or spaghetti to try and feel better? Like, what?
You got an upside down world you living in.
Yeah, I guess just an undercooked something. Right? Like, how do I fix this if that's not going to work? So, you know, I just went with nothing for a while. Drank a little water.
Straight up, man. We got to fast, yo. I'm telling
you.
Yeah,
I guess so. But I mean, I do feel better.
Okay.
You know, but because I was just like, oh, this isn't forever. Because it hit me fast and then it left fast, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm like, oh, well, this isn't illness. This is just a mistake I made along the way. So I'm just trying to track back. The last thing I had was chicken soup and I didn't have anything. And then I went to bed and then just, so I'm like, all right, well, boo, but we'll figure it out.
That's fair. I know exactly what I did wrong. It's on me. I was, I had like the last piece of cake from my birthday cake and it's been a week. Just like,
yeah, no.
I looked at it, I was like, this is a rough decision, but also like, I hadn't had anything sweet in like 2 days and I wanted some sweet, A. And B, on my birthday, my mom like sent over a lasagna. And like, I was like, I'm diabetic. I can't do lasagna and cake. That's a lot of carbs.
Yes.
So I did the lasagna. Mm-hmm. So I actually hadn't had birthday cake, even though I had two birthday cakes, one from my mom and one from my crew. Mm-hmm. So I had two cakes in my fridge.
And you hadn't had
any. I hadn't had any. So I was like, I want to make sure I do some of the cake before it goes. Uh-huh. But I waited too long. So like the cake was like, nah, but your time passed. You know, now this is just, I was just here for pictures at this point.
Right, right.
But I tried it anyway. It did not agree with me. The next day was a water only day. You know, I had two body armors and water all day. I needed You know, Body Armor, the Body Armor Light is like 10% coconut water. So I tell myself it's healthy, you know.
What's the other 90%?
I'm assuming the Body Armor, whatever arms your body, vegetables in there. There
now, is this sugar. Is this like a full size drink? I've not heard of Body Armor.
Yeah, Body Armor is like the company Kobe Bryant was backing. It's like Gatorade and vitamin water.
Okay.
In that like realm, and they have a low calorie version of it. But it comes with coconut water instead of regular water. That's like the base thing. But yeah, it's not, other than that, everything else is the same. Just like sugar and electrolytes.
Oh.
So like, you know, I figured I'm not eating anything. I'm gonna need electrolytes. Every like really cool, like herbalite person tells me about coconut water. So I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of my day was water.
All right. Well, I've got a bowl of water here. I got Gatorade at my hip. I'm ready.
There you go.
We're fine.
Yeah, we rocking.
Yes.
Body Armor. Tropical coconut flavor is what I'm drinking right now.
Oh.
I don't know. It's exciting. Mm. Admittedly, the bottle gives me more banana vibes.
But, well, that's the tropical part. I think that's the tropical part.
We out here. We surviving, no shot. We go.
Yeah, I just want everyone to realize what we go through in order to sit in our basement and give you the podcast that I don't know if you deserve it, but it is the one you're receiving.
It's what we could do. Okay.
Yeah.
It's what we could do. Let's get into the news, Sha.
All righty.
You got Article 1 today, Sha.
I do. Okay. Here we go. From the New York Times. $23,500 in coins to pay a settlement. Pennies, dimes, and quarters might be legal tender, but more than 6,500 pounds of loose change is not a proper form of payment. A Colorado judge ruled last week after a defendant attempted to deliver $23,500 in coins to settle a legal dispute. The judge, Joseph Findlay of Larimer County, said that the delivery of more than 3 tons was done, quote, maliciously and in bad faith, end quote, and that the defendant, a welding company, must now pay more for its act.
Whoa.
The welding company, JMF Enterprises LLC, and its owner, John Frank, were sued by a custom fabrication company, Fired Up Fabrications LLC, which said it had worked as a subcontractor for JMF Enterprises, but did not get paid in full. The companies agreed to the settlement in mediation on July 25th, but the agreement did not specify the form of payment, according to Judge Findlay's order. A month later, one day after the payment deadline, on a Friday night, JMF Enterprises attempted to make a nighttime delivery to Fired Up Fabrications, but company officials rejected it because they at first thought it was a forklift being delivered, according to the judge's orders. On August 28th, the following Monday, an attempt was made to deliver a heavy metal container of coins that required a forklift to move to lawyers for Fired Up Fabrications, the order said, but it was physically impossible to deliver. JMF did not respond to requests. But JMF Enterprises' Facebook page posted a video with news coverage of the payment and included a GIF of an animated Donald Trump doing the running man dance. That was printed in the New York Times. Doing the running man dance. I don't even know which. Okay, we'll get into that. Clifford Beam, a partner at Beam and Isley, which represented Fired Up Fabrication, said he was at the law firm's downtown Denver office when a truck driver called to ask about the location of the freight elevator so he could deliver the coins. I've been a trial lawyer for 55 years, and I've seen a lot of strange things, but this is a new one for me. He said the office is in a 100-year-old building and could only hold a maximum of 3,000 pounds on its freight elevator. The driver said the delivery was well over 6,500 pounds. That would have crashed our freight elevator right down to the basement. After the failed coin delivery attempt, JMF Enterprises declined to pay the settlement by check, arguing that the coins were legal tender, the judge's order said. Judge Finley ruled on October 23rd that the payment must be made in the form of a check, certified bank check, or any other manner that both parties agree to. Let's see. He said photographs showed that the coins had also been removed from their neatly organized boxes and dumped loosely and randomly into a metal container. There is a photo in this article of all of that they posted of all of the change organized by like denominate, like here are all the dimes, here are the nickels, blah, blah, blah. And then they did open up all of that and empty it into a container and then try to deliver that loose change. In June, a federal judge, you guys might remember this. In June, a federal judge in Georgia ordered the owner of an auto repair shop to pay nearly $40,000 in back pay and damages after he paid a former employee's wages with about 91,500 greasy pennies left in his driveway. I'm pretty sure we reported on that. I don't know if we said that the pennies were greasy, but those are the words that the New York Times used. So this is just kind of like a continuation from that story.
I respect it.
But like the judge was like, y'all tripping. Write him a check.
Bro, so stop bugging out on this, B.
It's so petty.
He was a day, he was there the night it was due, right? So it was like he was technically late.
Yeah, it was a day after it was due.
Yeah. I wonder what it would have had if he would have been on time. I feel like that's kind of like what allowed him to go nuts here. Like the judge
maybe,
like, yo, you wild.
But also it's mad disrespectful. I think it's I think that it's because it was so in the other case, those people left all those pennies on someone's driveway.
Right.
Right. So which was still like
that's wild disrespectful.
That's extremely disrespectful to just leave it in your driveway because you got to move all those fucking anyway. But this, they were trying to like drop them off inside. Do you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Like in the other case, if they had tried to get a UPS driver to deliver boxes of pennies and the UPS driver is like, I can't lift all these pennies. Like, I think that is what made them able to do that and still getting some trouble, but not too much. Whereas in this case, they were like, no, we're trying to deliver it. We tried to deliver it to them. Now we're going to try to deliver it to the lawyer's office. Like they were next level petty because they were like, yeah, it's going to require a forklift. Yeah, we had it organized and we took pictures of it organized, but it's going to you loose. Yeah, we're going to post a picture of it organized with a GIF of Donald Trump doing the running man over it. Like we don't give a fuck. We truly
I love this.
Don't give a fuck.
Got to tell you, I'm pro all of this so far.
Are you? I had a feeling you might be.
I rock with this level of petty.
I don't know if I admire that level of petty, but
sure warms my heart, yo. Real talk. I love that there's people out there that's like, yo, I'm dedicating time to all my haters, you know? And that's what they did. They said, yo, I'm paying you back however is the most inconvenient. Does it need to be American tender?
I think they probably tightened up the rules now.
Yeah,
I'm sure that it was just loose enough that they were like, well, I mean, coins will work, you know, but they didn't go so far as to say, well, Canadian coins are legal. You know what I mean?
I'll give you some Argentinian pesos. I'll get you like 1,000 from like 70 different countries.
Who else is using coin change like this?
Yo, I despise coins at this point. I don't know anyone that has coins.
I mean,
nothing costs coins anymore.
I keep coins on me. They do. We just are so used to using cards, we don't notice. But, I mean, I used to be an exact change queen. But since we're not using cash like that, no one admires it. But I do keep enough. I keep a strategic number of coins on me. Like 6 pennies. 2 dimes, 3 nickels, 4 to 5 quarters.
That's solid. That's a good
plan. So that I can mix things up and come up with the with an exact as close to exact change as possible.
I can do all things.
Yes, yes. So I can figure it out and get it out of there. Like I can't believe I do it because nobody wants cash.
Yeah, it's done at this point.
But yeah, I mean, you know what?
Like potato chips are 50 cent. But they say 2-for-1 now.
I say, well, yeah, but try to buy one. It has to be 2-for-1.
Yeah, they don't want you buying one.
They're not going to charge you 50 cents. They're going to charge you
59.
Like, yeah. And they're not going to come up off that. Like if you give them 60 cents, they're like, good. They won't give you that penny back unless you stand there and stare and then they roll their eyes and have to open the register again to give you the penny back. So like, you know, it is, but I mean, people are willing to accept cash. People will. When I went to Australia, I had a little like debit card-y type of card that I put some money on, Australian money on, to use. Because I was like, well, certainly I need something that I'll be able to scan and blah, blah, blah. But I also had some, I went over there with some Australian money. Mm. And so when I would get a cab, you know, they're like, how are you paying? And I'm like, I can pay cash. And they're like, cash is always best. Like they were always, I'd go in the stores and I'm like, I've got cash. They're like, wonderful. So I'm like, okay, they still like their paper here.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, everywhere else, but lately I've been noticing when I get a cab home from like the airport, they like to lately cabbies are pulling this thing of just like, hey, can I halfway through the ride, can I go ahead and stop the ride now if you're paying with card or stop the ride now and then you just pay me the difference in cash, or do you have like they want the cash on them, they want cash as well. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, this feels like a trick. This feels like a setup.
I'm pro cash in general. Mm-hmm. Like I like the feeling of it. Mm-hmm. I like having cash on me.
Yeah.
I don't know why I always have this idea in my head that like somebody's going to try to rob me one day. And like, if I have too little cash, they're going to be like, yo, what the fuck? We going to kill you on principle. Like,
that's a good point. Yeah.
You know, like for four, I did the effort and you're going to give me $4.
Yeah, they should be looking for, I saw a story recently. I don't know if it's one of the stories here, but of someone being robbed and they also robbed them of their passwords.
Yo.
Like.
That's real.
And I'm just like, how does that work? Did they take your phone and then try to put the password, like have gun to your head? You had to give them the passwords as well.
I would fail that.
I'm just like, maybe I don't necessarily save. I don't really save passwords on my phone like that because I just remember my passwords. But you better believe I'm going to forget my password if you steal my phone.
Real talk.
You're just gonna have a pistol with me or something, but you ain't getting.
I got $4 and that's it, you know.
And I also don't keep much money on the money apps. You know what I mean? So I keep a small amount, a very small amount on Venmo. And I try to keep it at that level. It's just enough where if there's an emergency, I can use Venmo if I have to, if that's the only way I can use it. If there's some place that I have enough to maybe cover some sort of emergency, but not so much that if someone were to hit it, it would hurt me.
Right.
Or that it was like a big chunk of my money that's been sitting there.
That's fair.
I move my shit over quickly. And of course, same with PayPal. And I don't have any money on Cash App. I barely use it, but when I do, I'm just like, let me just move that over now. Cause
I've never trusted Cash App. It always feels shady to me.
Yes.
Every single time it's come up, I feel like this is wrong. There's other apps and like it always comes up at like someone tries to get me to use Cash App and like we're too close to a bank. I'm like, yo, like we just go right in here. Like, why are we doing it this way? Like, you know, there's other options, B. I don't know. I can't rock with it. I'm gonna stick to Venmo and Zelle.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? For the time being.
Yeah, but yeah, Cash App. I mean, I'm not saying Cash App itself is shady. I'm sure they're lovely people, but I just feel like I use it so infrequently that every time I go to use it, something has changed on it, and I'm like, I don't know what this is. So I'm like, damn, fuck it.
I don't trust it because only person out here promoting it is Joe Budden, and I feel like that's just a weird cosign. Like, of all the celebrities, not that he's I don't know.
Celebrity?
I don't know. That's just an odd person to be like, yo, you know who like represents financial integrity the most? Joe Budden. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's an odd cosign.
Then again, he did tell DJ Envy that his little house thing was a Ponzi scheme and that he was going to go to jail for it. So maybe that's the only thing Joe Budden is good for.
You know what? I'm Cash App Pro now. That's it.
No.
Joe Budden. Follow your ways.
No, don't do that. Anything like that.
Oh, man. In other news, a spider was found inside of a woman's ear. That's right. Started as a strange sensation in her left ear, the feeling of movement followed by incessant clicking and rustling sounds. After struggling to sleep for several nights, a 64-year-old woman in Taiwan visited an ear, nose, and throat clinic. There, doctors discovered a small spider moving about her ear canal. It had discarded its exoskeleton, which sat nearby. Doctors in April used the tubes to suction out the spider and the exoskeleton, according to the case report, which was published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. She didn't feel any pain because the spider was very small, just about 2 to 3 millimeters, said the doctor, Teng Chen Wang, the report's co-author and the director of Otolaryngology department. I nailed that, baby.
No. No notes.
It's exactly how that was supposed to be said at Taiwan's municipal hospital. Wang said he wrote the report because of the case's novelty. He had seen ants, moths, cockroaches, and mosquitoes inside people's ears before, but never an insect that molted inside an ear canal. He urged the public to see a doctor if they ever experience such symptoms. Oh,
Look, I saw a little bit of people kind of reacting to this news story. And I'm like, how did you not already have this fear? I'm just like, yeah, spider, we fucking eat 8 of them a year sleeping. Like, what? Come on, y'all. What? Open your third eye. Cover it because a bug might get in there. How are you not already terrified of this all happening? I'm terrified. I've been terrified of this for years.
Every day.
For years. How are you not, like, I'm not saying that, you know, you live in a place that's riddled with bugs, but I have definitely, like this guy saying, oh, I've heard of all these other bugs that have gone into ears, but this is the first time I've heard of a bug that shed in. So fucking what? Are bugs still crawling in there while we're sleeping? Then be on your P's and Q's.
Real talk, yo.
Sleep with headphones on. Like, how are you not? I don't.
I started doing it. I put on my headphones at night, covers my ears. It's why I grow my beard out. Figured it could catch a few spiders trying to get to my mouth and nose.
Oh, that's not bad. You know what I mean?
Give them some trenches to go through, you know? That way, if it gets inside, at least it earned it, you know?
Not trenches. But yes, absolutely, trenches. Dig a ditch. Catch it somehow. Like, yeah, absolutely. They're little itty-bitty things crawling on you while you're sleeping. Come on.
If I eat a spider, know that it survived a solid, like, 15-foot tube of air that is my CPAP machine.
If it made it through
that, you earned it. You know what I mean?
That's a very good point. Yes, absolutely. I don't know. Are we also not shaking out our shoes before we put our foot in them? We haven't been living. Y'all ain't been living in fear enough if this story made you go, oh. We should have been taking precautionary measures for years.
Amen.
I'm absolutely. And I've never lived any place where you really need to do that, like where scorpions are.
Scorpion. I keep my shoes stuffed in the shoebox, and I still shake them.
Like, come on. You got to just reach in there real quick, shake it out, do something. These bugs ain't playing, y'all. You should be fighting a good fight. You should have been doing that for so long.
Real talk.
And you guys have been real lackadaisical. Is very upsetting.
And if not for you, think of future generations, okay? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yes. Every time you don't shake out the shoe, you letting future roaches, ants, spiders know, they letting this spot go. We could go here.
We could go in here.
You know, and now your weaker-minded, non-searching kids is going to get surprised way more often.
Way more often.
You think these articles are unshocking. You know what I mean? It's going to be like, kids see spiders in the park. You know what I mean? Crazy. No, it's not crazy. They just belong there, okay? But they weren't ready for it because you wasn't shaking them out of the socks and the sneakers. Now they all over the place.
But maybe your kid needs to put a foot in a shoe and then, and that'll set them on a path of, I need to do this all the time.
That's fair.
If you can't get scared from reading an article about this, then maybe you do need to have a bug in your shoe. Just the one time. And then you can move from there on how you want to. Some people are like, I have a very good friend who is very much into bugs. And I'm just like, I mean, I guess. But that's not my ministry. But But yeah, like I'm glad that they got that out for this woman. But I have been in fear of a roach just collapsing and crawling in my ear canal and getting stuck, and they got to pull that out with a fucking skewer or a spider or anything. Like, I've been scared of this for years. So this honestly just is like, yeah. It's like if I were on a plane and it started to crash, I'd go, I mean, duh. You know what I mean? Like, I've been terrified of it for years.
Question.
Yes.
If you get this surgery, right? Like, they found a spider in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tell people after?
What, that there was a spider in my ear?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Because, like, I've noticed with these articles, that person is always, like, anonymous.
Yeah, I don't think they're... Well, maybe people are embarrassed. But I don't think getting a bug in your ear means you're dirty.
Right. I don't think so either, but I think people think that
a bug is small enough to crawl in your ear. And that is the connection. That's more of the connection you should be getting to, and not the, oh no, people are going to think I'm dirty. Nah, baby. Look, roaches are all around us. There's probably a few in my closet who heard me say that and went, well, at least she knows. You know what I mean?
We keep it organized.
I would pass more judgment seeing a roach in your kitchen than I would hearing about a roach crawling in your ear. You know what I mean? One of them, you could have done a little something. The other one, I mean, it's little, you know? So, yeah, no, I'm sitting here like, yeah, I'd probably say something. I would have IG story up immediately. Like, that would be, I mean, that would literally be the x-ray of a bug in my ear would be the cover of my next album. Like, this is...
I like that.
It's my brand now. And then my whole set would just be me talking about various bugs and animals that have had it out for me.
Oh, man.
That I don't trust, because I don't trust a lot of animals and bugs. So I may just do this anyway, but
you don't see Shalee would just put insects in her ear now.
Just, you know,
get in, come on. Got a marketing campaign playing around this.
I mean, honestly, any bug that could get that far in must have a little chisel to get through the wax. You know what I mean? Let's keep it real. I keep that build up for a reason. So they're like, ugh, this bitch is... What a mess in here.
That's the TED Talk I want to see, okay? In other news, deodorant sales. surge as workers return to the office. Yeah, that's right. Mm. The need for proper hygiene by workers returning to the office after the pandemic lockdowns has led to the sweet smell of success for deodorant makers. Unilever, the multinational products maker, whose portfolio of brands includes Dove, Rexona, and Impulse, reported a 15% increase in sales of deodorants in its most recent earnings reports. Many people didn't use deodorant as much when they were in lockdown and working from home, and some recovery that is coming through. Procter & Gamble, the maker of Old Spice and Secret brands of deodorant, reported a 9% increase in sales of grooming products and a 5% increase in beauty products in the first quarter of the fiscal year. The company reported a $21.9 billion in net sales in the first quarter, 6% increase over the same period last year.
Hmm.
Have you noticed any of this at work?
I mean, I don't sit near anyone. We were already so spread out that we literally all could just walk in after not showering for 2 days, and no one would really know because we're all so spread out. So who knows? But I will say, I mean, I guess I'm using more deodorant, although yeah. I don't know. I think during the shutdown, a lot of people went on a natural journey. And I don't mean like they went without. I mean, like, some people were like, I'll try, you know what? I'll try natural deodorant. Stakes are low. If I can make it through natural deodorant or without, you know, I'm not really sweating. You know, like, how, not realizing that we are also, during that time, we had a stress sweat, which stinks more, is stronger and stinks more than regular sweat. So the natural deodorant really didn't stand a chance.
Bad litmus test for them. You know?
Yes, yeah, it was not a good time to try and go natural because our bodies were freaking the fuck out. And we were not really prepared for it. But and the kind of deodorant that I use is like it's the kind that's got little shards of glass or whatever the thing is that I'm not supposed to use. That natural did not work out for me. So I'm like, back to the chemicals. But it was so strong enough where it was like 48 hour coverage or some shit like that.
Oh, wow.
And you could feel that in the shower.
Yeah.
Like when I would try to wash my armpit, I was like, oh, there's still enough deodorant for tomorrow. So I wouldn't use it. So I would use my deodorant like every other day.
Yeah.
To give it a chance to wear out. Right. And now they've changed the, I don't know, the formula. So it says it's 72 hours, which I'm like, that's entirely too long. Like, what are you doing? But it's not that strong. It's actually normal. Like, it definitely wears out after a day. So I'm like, so you got people walking around for 3 days thinking that they got coverage?
Yo.
Yo, y'all are wiling over there in secret land. But honestly, I think the reason that sales are up is because everywhere you go to buy that stuff is locked up. So when you get somebody at Target or you know, Walgreens or whatever to unlock that cabinet, you buy a bunch of them because you don't want to have to do that shit again.
Oh, dudes, walk you to the counter.
Yeah, just having to ask, excuse me, can you unlock this? I need a toothbrush or I need toothpaste is ridiculous. And I think that's why the sales are up, because people are like, because I've done it myself. When the guy unlocked it, I was like, let me get 2 4-packs of this or whatever. I don't want to bother you for another year.
Yo, what pisses me off is like at Target, like, I'm like, yo, why are you treating the deodorant the same as the iPhone? Like, that just seems odd to me, man. Like,
yes,
I get that they like similar sizes, but that's like a, I don't even know how many thousands percent markup. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, just use this tool differently. Yeah. You know, but to each their own. I definitely, I feel like I use deodorant normal now. I used it more during the lockdown.
Oh, because of that sweat stress. Stress sweat. Yeah.
Yeah, like I feel like Gabby was like, yo, if you stink a little bit around me, you putting shit on. And like, she's not about it. She was like, nah, B, go shower, put on deodorant. And like, I feel like I would put on deodorant twice usually during the day, once in the morning and once when I would leave for shows.
Right.
That's like my normal routine. But like, if it was 3 o'clock and like, I could use a little pick me up, I couldn't slide till 7 for the shows. Gabby was like, nah, go shower, get deodorant. You can't stink around me. You know what I mean? So
sure, that's fair.
Yo, she ran a tight ship. Most deodorant I ever used, B. we had a whole talk about it too, because she was like, she was telling me that like it was because she didn't want me to get used to being non-deodorant.
Oh, okay.
She was like, you know, you pick up a bad habit, and then we get back in the real world. And like, now you think you don't smell. Now you smell, you know? It just, in this house, if you smell to you, it ain't gonna bother you. And I married you. I like your smell.
Right.
But that's a two-person yes. litmus. You know what I mean? Like, there's millions of people that do not fuck with your smell, Gastor. Mm-hmm. You can't just be having it and thinking it's cool. And I don't want like a year of us to go by in here. Way, way more accurate of a prediction than I expected. Mm-hmm. For us to be in here for a year, you thinking, oh, I don't stink. Nobody said nothing to me for a year. Nah, you stink, okay? Go shower, put on deodorant, and go.
I would like to think that you would smell yourself. But then again, some people are very nose blind.
Yeah,
like,
I don't.
They can't smell anything. And
when
smell
I first get
lot.
Sweaty, I don't smell it. You smell yourself right away? I don't.
Yeah, I can just go, oh, no, that's no good. or I can just, something will happen.
Yeah.
And I won't even smell myself. I'm like, I am absolutely, the stink hasn't hit my sleeves yet, but it was coming.
Yeah, I get that. Like, I get like, oh, that's damp. I gotta go. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel like friction enough.
Mm-hmm.
To know that I'm protected. I got tools in place for that though. I keep deodorant in my car. Mm-hmm. I keep two backup undershirts in my car.
You know what I mean? I'm not much of a sweater.
Mm.
I don't sweat much.
See, that's the thing. I sweat a lot.
Yeah. So that's not that's not a way that I can. So if I'm sweating, it's in like, it's like under boobs. I sweat under my boobs, which drives me insane. So I have to, all this braless, like people just jumping around, no bras on. That is not my ministry. I can't do that at all. Because it'll just show on the shirt. Just like, why do you have two dark half circles? Well, because I'm trying to be young and youthful like y'all, and I can't do it. And that's been the case since I was like a teenager.
Under?
I've been carting these things around for a while.
Oh, there we go. We're still good. Oh,
okay.
I've been, carting
them around for a while. So, yeah, I have to have some sort of bra or something on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then otherwise, if there is like a bead of sweat, it's because I'm in the sun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I sweat a lot. Like you see me do stand-up, I don't move a lot. I'm sweaty after every set.
Mm-hmm.
Every single set, I'm sweaty. I sit down during sets now. Still sweaty.
yeah,
concentrating up there apparently causes sweat. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I use that as my litmus test. Like, I can't smell too well, but I assume like those things kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah,
I'm proactive
so.
About it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like sweating through this shirt. It's time to change it.
But I am very, very worried. I'm usually pretty paranoid about smelling wild. So, I try to be on top of that as possible. But yeah, like when I was here, like in my apartment, everything shut down. I was like, all right, we'll do deodorant, you know, every other day like I've been doing because this shit is so strong. But now I've got this new version of it and I'm like, oh, I got to do this every day or just not go anywhere. Because I like to have a day where I shower and don't put on deodorant just because the buildup on your armpit. I'm like, let me wear that off. Like, you know, so, you know, I know I don't do anything and that's probably my fault also. I probably could stand to be a bit more physical so I could maybe break a sweat or build up a stink. But I don't do, I am not breaking a sweat. The most I will sweat is if I'm looking for the remote. So, or I can't find my phone or something like that.
Yo, I dropped like some camera equipment behind my desk and it stayed there until my kids came home. I was like, yo, listen, I'm not bending down there to get that shit. I called Michaela in here and she's like, what do you need? I was like, I need you to get some under the table. She's like, you can't get it under the table. I was like, I can, but you could get it much faster.
right. I don't want to have to call you to help me get out from under the table.
Real talk. That is a much more embarrassing phone call, you know? Yeah. So here we are.
Just come on down, crawl under there and get that for daddy, would you please?
Real talk, man. You know what I mean? Let me keep my dignity, okay? All right?
Right. I've got enough. I'm telling you this.
Oh, man. In other news, Tesla service goes on strike in Sweden. Dock workers refusing to unload the cars. That's right. Tesla service workers have gone on strike across Sweden due to Tesla's refusal to sign a collective bargaining agreement. In response, Swedish dock workers have stated that they will refuse to unload Tesla vehicles in Swedish ports unless the conflict is resolved quickly. Tesla does not have any manufacturing presence in Sweden, but it does have significant sales presence. Electric cars are incredibly popular in Sweden, not as much as in nearby Norway, but pretty close with about 60% of the market share for plug-in cars in Sweden. Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's brolic. And
what are they
like
doing in Norway?
Yo, for real. Like that's wild. Wow, Jesus. I wouldn't have thought that at all. Like most other markets, the Tesla Model Y is the best-selling car there. Tesla's other models are far behind in sales. Tesla has sold around 14,000 Model Ys in Sweden so far this year. And about 6% of that total car market with just one model. There are quite a few Teslas out and about, and those Teslas need someone to service them. The problem is those service workers haven't felt too appreciated by their employer. They say that working conditions are worse at Tesla than they are for other auto mechanics and want Tesla to sign a collective bargaining agreement to ensure that conditions are brought in line with the rest of the industry. The collective bargaining agreements are incredibly common in Northern European countries. Union membership is high on its own, with about 2/3 of employees in Sweden belonging to a union. But many non-union employees are still covered by collective bargaining agreements that are often negotiated industry-wide. In terms of collective bargaining coverage, some 90% of workers across Swedish economy find themselves protected by some sort of agreement. The country doesn't even need legally mandated minimum wage, since that is covered by the collective bargaining agreements. Wow.
Wow.
Yo, shout out to Sweden.
Look, Europe in general, they kind of figured out work shit.
Yeah.
And we're over here like fighting in the streets for pennies. And it's insane. It's truly insane. Like, if you really look at like the discrepancy between USA's works, like how we labor world, and then like Europeans labor, like it's wild. So this doesn't surprise me, the collective bargaining thing. It also doesn't surprise me that Tesla's like, whatever, fuck them, we can do what we want, and they're like, no, mm-hmm. We are serious over here about this, because we're always underestimating what everybody else, because we're American, we think we're the best. It's terrible. But so I say leave them bitches on the fucking boat. Don't unpack them.
We got other electric cars.
Yeah, you know, like
start shipping those out there.
I mean, I understand Tesla, I guess it's kind of popular, but like overall, there are quite a few like electronic cars that are, or electric cars that are like, you know, Tesla is not the only game in town. It feels it here, but that's only because that's the one we talk about the most. But plenty of other car manufacturers have stepped it up.
Thing. I don't know.
Oh yeah, the trucks. I saw one of those on the road, and I was like, I had to write that name down and Google it later. And I don't even know how that person got that truck because there's such a wait list for it. but there was one parked on my street, and I was like, "Where are you coming from?"
I've seen some high joints.
Also, Norway is breaks EV sales records with virtually no new fossil vehicle sales. Like, they're barely selling cars that need like gas.
Yo, shots of Sweden, yo.
Yeah.
They got
so much so that, because there was a link in the article that you were reading, so that's what I clicked on. So much so that there's an effect that selling these electric vehicles are having on oil sales, which are in steep decline in Norway.
Yo, like, that's how you do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you absolutely. Do it.
Real talk, yo. We got to change the game, yo. Be more like Sweden, okay?
Yeah.
What else is Sweden known for? I don't know what else to do over there.
Is Sweden the one that has, like, the baby box? Where the government...
Oh, yeah.
Was that Sweden?
Are they IKEA?
They might be. But, I mean, I wouldn't hold that against them. Let me see. I'm now looking at...
I feel like they're no meatballs. Is that a thing? Swedish
meatballs?
Yes,
Swedish meatballs. Yes, that is a thing. You always go straight to food. But
hey, man, I know.
Do you get a baby box in Sweden? Are offered from some stores that sell baby products. I'm trying to find. Oh, a maternity package. What company, what country gives you a box for your baby? Oh, Finland.
Finland. Bomb.
Finland will send out like a box full of baby stuff if you get pregnant. That's
fire,
man. We stay losing over here. I mean, don't get me wrong. I guess the Grand Canyon and shit, but we stay losing on so many levels.
Yo, we got to step our free shit up.
Yeah,
you know,
we don't take care of each other. It's not in because everybody here apparently was given a pair of bootstraps when they were born, but they got to pull themselves by everywhere.
They'll be killed the American way.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah, I don't want bootstraps. I want a box to help me sleep. That's what I want. I just got here. You give me bootstraps. I don't even know what to do with this shit. You just keep telling me to use them. Get out of here.
If you would like a pair of bootstraps sent to you, you know, so you can get yourself going, pull yourself together, okay? All you got to do is like, subscribe to the show, baby.
That you might actually Spotify be listener. A merch idea. I'm going to look up bootstraps right now.
If you're an Apple or Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You never had to pull yourself. Buy your own bootstraps, okay? You don't get the struggle, okay? 5 stars. You've done it. You succeeded. You want everyone else to do it too, okay? It's the American way. Pull yourself up, baby.
I'm not exactly sure now that I'm looking at what a bootstrap is. I didn't realize that that's been a bootstrap the whole time. I thought that was just a fashion
I don't know what a
choice.
Bootstrap is.
You know when you got a boot, right? And you got the foot part of it. And there may be like a loop that goes around the foot and then around the ankle.
Okay.
Like at the bottom of the boot. That's the bootstrap.
Oh.
Child, I thought a bootstrap was something you attached to it and you pulled it from up high.
Yeah.
No.
I thought it was
for
like people that like couldn't bend over anymore, like so they could tie their shoes still. Like you've been tired, you know, you working in the tunnels or like, you know, you out there mining coal. So your back hurts. So when you get home, and you got to tie your shoes. You can't bend over to tie them no more. So they just say, yo, just pull it from the boot strap.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's just a shoehorn.
Pardon me. If you would like shoehorns. everything I said before applies to that instead. Yeah. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah.
If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastro Monte. Shout outs to the homie Lori McDaniel and FCBLJ. With all that said, I am the newly discovering what a shoehorn is, Gastro Monte. You know? With the always informing me. But admittedly, also just learned what a bootstrap is, Shalay was sharp.
I'm sitting next to probably 10 pairs of boots right now. I ain't got no straps on them nowhere. That's the problem. Man. Maybe buy fewer boots. That's my advice to you. 10 pairs of boots. 2 feet.
Real talk. You don't need to carry yourself. You don't need to pull yourself up the bootstraps as if no boots.
Yeah.
No boots. You don't got to pull yourself up.
No need for bootstraps. Find another way.
Oh, man. This has been a journey of self-discovery and a podcast called The War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.